Welcome to today's webcast, and I'm glad that you can join me in the Lucy Coleman studio. I was thinking about something, and I thought that it would make for a grand discussion for the webcast when we're looking for genuine integrity. Is there any more of such an idea out there? We're living in a day and age today when we really can put our finger on whether or not what is happening in the environment right in front of us is real. I mean, is it a fantasy? Is it real? What? So, how about integrity? Does it exist anymore amongst us? I recall years ago when I was a civilian working for the city of LA, if you wanted to be a policeman or any type of individual that carried a weapon, you had to go through extensive testing. I mean, the kind of testing where they just weren't going to give you a gun, a shiny shield, a badge, if you will, and things like that, unless you've proven yourself to be a kind of a person that can be trusted with this kind of weaponry. If you get my drift. And I recall during the mid-70s and all the 80s, this philosophy was in my mind because I worked for the Los Angeles Police Department, albeit in a civilian position. And I was of the impression that not only was the department a department of integrity, but the individuals were to be esteemed high in status. Nowadays, it appears, nowadays, it appears that the stupider you are, these police departments are hiring these literal clowns, these buffoons. The standards for that job has gone down, way down. Okay, let me address the standards of another job. Missionaries. This is why the subject matter came up. Missionaries. Is that genuine integrity? Speaking with a young man, and he was telling me that the missionary group are some of the most insane people that you'd ever meet. Lord, give me strength to say this right. Missionary groups go into these foreign countries, okay? And as they move into or through these foreign countries, they bring some supplies with them, toys for the children, soap for the mothers and a few jobs for the men to make them feel like they're leading, especially these missionaries going to a country where the economy is already shot to hell, kind of looking like America now. Everybody trying to work it out. Excuse me. I'm just reading something that came into me from my hospital. Oh. They're telling me I don't have to pay for my medicines and prescriptions. Well, that's a wonderful thing. I better keep this as proof. Integrity. The missionary comes in, gives gifts. Next thing you know, the missionaries or the church group or whoever sponsored them to come owns the land. How does that take place? Is that genuine integrity? Can we trust? And while I was having a discussion with the young man when he brought this up to my attention, immediately my mind shined upon what I did for the major part of my, I guess if you can call, I don't know whether to call it ministry or employment. I think I will go with ministry because that's what I was doing, you see. And since I was doing that, I was full of integrity, genuine, or if you want to, genuine integrity. Because if there is no, if there is, if you are ingenuous in any situation, especially when thinking about trying to convince people about deities such as God, I'm going to tell you, if you are really thinking about getting into a field such as that, and you are not genuine, then I don't know why anyone would ever trust you. And needless to say, I was in an industry because it was supposed to promote something. And I believe that it did. In my case, it was promoting the embetterment of men. Now, when you look at Christianity, because me and this young man were having a discussion about the impact or the influence of religion on people. And whenever it seems that I have a conversation with young men about religion, they keep taking me back to a place where somebody what? Like somebody must have kidnapped me, tied me down, reprogrammed my brain to make me think like a crook if I were a preacher. I don't know. I wasn't that. I was the genuine article, okay? Because no, you can't trust preachers today. I'm going to just say this categorically and so that you can hear it. If you put your trust in another man's faith, what kind of a fool are you? Come to the point of evolving into knowing who the Sam Hill you are. What the Sam Hill you like. And stop being involved in trying to. See, that's why the idea of the missionary doesn't work with me. because that's not genuine reality. That's not genuine anything. You going over there telling these people about a, I'm talking about the average missionary, or I can choose one of those. Now I know why these guys call these seminaries cemeteries, because they really spew a dead man's dictum these days. I was speaking over the phone with a dear friend of mine today. Another reason that prompted me to come into the studio is my friend Dan Majors called me up. Well, I called him. I called him. And if you know the story of Dan Majors, he just opted out of biblical Christianity. And we had a fantastic telephone conversation, like we had just seen each other a week ago. I don't have the exact same views of God that he does, but I believe that he is of God's creation and the beauty of it in every way since. And I've been seeing him enjoying his life over Facebook. He's seen, you know, the pages. And I'm telling you, this professor of philosophy is digging that professor of philosophy because he knows how to enjoy himself. He enjoys himself. And we were talking about the beauty of seeing some of the sights in America as opposed to going to other places. And that is what I was raised to believe. And so you have some genuine article people in the world, but when you hang around disingenuous individuals, sometimes you lose the ability to be genuine about yourselves and towards yourself. This is what I'm promoting. If you are a receptionist working somewhere, people had to come up to your window, would you use the integrity of would it be genuine integrity as you serve them, or would you be terrified, telling them to stand back and to stand down? So, I was genuine and functioning in integrity when I was a pastor. Therefore, I never had my money on property, money, bank, anything that wasn't mine that I brought in that building with me, or when I left, it was mine. All the other stuff belonged to the community of people in that religious order. That's why I had a board of officers that took care of that when I came into the church. I'll tell you, I didn't know how much money they had. When I resigned the church, I didn't know how much money they had. Okay? My signature was never on anything but money that was mine. So you see, we're living in a crazy world these days, and it's kind of hard to tell who's integral and who is not. I just want to leave this idea out there with you. Don't want them to be quick webcast because I don't have to talk an hour. But I will say this to you. I was a person of integrity because as I was having the conversation, I was sharing with this young man how many people have been in this house more than I have helped. Oh, no, I think we counted about 5 people were sheltering here for a few months from time to time. And so I have a home that has always been like a refuge. Isn't that what Christian missionaries are supposed to be? Refuges for the hopeless? Who doesn't have anything? I'm sorry that you had to hear that. That's enough. I'll talk more about this mañana. Join me then.